Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Rehl, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Live at Corner Pub in downtown Nashville. Fifth Avenue, just up from the Ryman. Jason Swain's probably spent some time in downtown Nashville. Man, we got to get you up here to check out this Corner Pub, Swain. You'd like it here.
Man, it's beautiful down there. I can't wait to come back.
Well, just come on back anytime. And we'd love to have you. So the scrimmages continue in Knoxville. Saw a quote recently from Jeremy Pruitt, and it basically sounds like he's nowhere near ready to announce a starting offensive line. It seems like maybe that's still a work in progress up there.
Absolutely. I mean, yes, it's 16 days until kickoff, and it may seem like it's, you know, right around the corner, and it is for us, but there's still a lot of opportunities for this team to get better and develop some depth and develop trust from coach to player, player to coach. And there's not a coach in America right now that's happy after scrimmage number one. Like, go find me a coach who's like, yeah, I'm happy. Let's go play a game right now. No coach is happy. So every coach is going to, you know, be critical of their football team. Every coach is going to go back to practice and make it harder so they can, really just develop leaders and prepare this team for a gauntlet, you know, in the SEC in the regular season. So, yeah, I mean, they're continuing to develop. Now, the offensive line, the cross training, I saw where Wanya Morris is working some guard, actually saw it long to eyes. But you see guys cross training because you just don't know who's going to get hurt. You don't know if Trey Smith is going to play or how long he's going to play. So you got to be prepared for everything. So, absolutely. Pruitt only said that Garantano was the only starter, but it's hard to believe that that's actually true because you look at guys like Marquez Callaway and Najee Warrior on defense, and Darrell Taylor on defense, and so we know those guys are going to be big contributors, and so it's hard to imagine those guys not starting, but every coach in America right now is frustrated with their team after scrimmage number one.
I mean, we're about 10 days from game week, getting any closer in terms of the offensive line, you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, I checked out scrimmage on Sunday, and there's some times Jared had plenty of time to throw the ball down the field. There were times where, you know, guys like Gray Emerson was able to make some plays and get in the backfield. And that's the thing about fall camp and the scrimmages. You know, when one side does really well, does it mean that the other side's not that good? Or does it just mean that side is really, really good? So you just don't know. And you don't know until you get into the games. And, you know, you want to prepare the football team for every situation possible. And that's what they're doing right now.
Jason Swain, our guest at Swain Event on Twitter. It sounds like a freshman cornerback, Warren Burrell, making some noise.
Oh, yeah, man. I love it because he's pushing guys like, Ante Taylor and Bryce Thompson. And, you know, when you come in as a freshman and you have a season like those two young guys did last year, you know, it's easy to kind of get the big head, get your place. And I'm not saying that Thompson or Taylor did that. But the best thing for those guys is for Warren Burrell to come in the following year and push them for playing time. It only makes the secondary better. It only gives them improved more options to play more guys in the secondary who can actually defend someone's other receiver. Because what you don't want is to have a wide receiver on the opposing team that's number one going up against your fourth or fifth corner. So Warren Burrell is really helping everyone improve. So that way you feel confident with Warren Burrell or another corner going up against maybe opposing team's number one receiver. So Warren Burrell's making everyone better.
Running back position, Eric Gray, you continue to hear positive things about him. Doesn't surprise me at all. We've talked about him since I saw him run around CPA's field in the playoffs. That's a guy I think that's going to have a huge impact this year that people are starting to talk about.
No, he's special. I mean, he's special just because of his ability to change direction, plant one foot in the ground, not lose any type of speed or acceleration. He is, you know, more physical than what people may expect. Lower body, he's able to drive the pile. But in space, one guy's not going to tackle him. I mean, you got to be lucky to be able to get him down with just yourself. And then off the field, he's very mature. You see freshmen that come in with a business type of attitude. They're about their business. They're not about fun and games. They're all ball. That's kind of Eric Gray. Eric Gray is someone who's very mature. And I think he'll have opportunities to make an impact early. I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to be a freshman All-American or break some freshman running back record or anything. But he can come in and impact early on this football team. And he's a playmaker.
I saw that Pruitt had a financial advisor come in and speak to the team during camp. As a former college administrator, I'll tell you that warms my heart that he's actually trying to prepare these guys not just for football but for life after football.
Yeah, I mean, you, every time you turn around, there's a professional football or basketball player. You hear a story about them, a advisor stealing money from them. I mean, the NCAA passed a rule where you got to have a degree to be an agent, and then they quickly rescinded that rule and changed it.
Right.
Because there's vultures out there. I mean, there's vultures out there that prey on young men and young ladies that don't have that financial literacy, and so they take advantage of you. So if you have some of that yourself, you're able to make better decisions, and you're able to make better decisions about who you trust with your money. So I think it's great. I think it's awesome. I got personal friends of mine that's been victims of that stuff, and I hope no one else goes through that again.
Let's get to the real real question here, Swain. Who's going to be the punter this year?
I don't know, man. I was walking past. I was in practice, and Paxton Brooks walked past me, and I was like, "Man, are you supposed to be a football player or a basketball player?" He's like 5'6". He's like 6'6". Usually, we see guys who are like built. And we try to put them on the football field. Guys like Eves Pons and guys like that. We always sign them up for football. Well, I was trying to sign Paxton Brooks up to be on Rick Barnes' basketball team. He's tall as all get out. But there's a punter competition, apparently, too. I'm sorry, I don't really keep up with the punters, guys. I'm sorry.
I mean, I just think, from a Tennessee perspective, it's good that there's a competition everywhere. Because, I mean, Jeremy Pruitt's that kind of guy, right? Get the best player on the field. It doesn't matter what you've done before.
Absolutely. That's why I like the Warren Burrell play this fall camp. Because what you did last year doesn't matter, good or bad. It does not mean that you're entitled to anything now. Which is why I'm a huge fan of what Manny Diaz did in Miami, just picking the best guy. I think that's great for college football. We are kind of living in a day and age of entitlement in college sports. So it's all about what you do now. How do you produce now? What are you doing right now? Doesn't matter what you did. Doesn't matter what your mommy and daddy said. Doesn't matter how much money you give to the program. It doesn't matter about anything else about you making plays and being the best teammate you could possibly be. If you do that, you play. If you don't, you sit your butt in the bench.
Jason Hollywood Swain.
Thank
Love
you, man.
Every Thursday.
At Swain Event on Twitter or SwainEvent.com. You can hear him 7 to 10 a.m. every day, like I always check in as well. Thank you, Swain.
Hey, thank y'all. Y'all have a good one.